A note now to noted bird artist Jonathan Alderfer. Jonathan, put down the brushes and the pens. Your services are not needed for the latest field guide to the North American bird. This is a bird of a different feather altogether. We mean the hand gesture that involves the middle finger and usually a flash of temper. And where better to go hunting this species than New York City? Here is NPR's Robert Smith.
When approaching the middle finger in the wild, it's important to move very slowly. No sudden motions. We creep up to Ken Stanek, a bike messenger, resting in the shadow of the Queensboro Bridge. He's easily startled.
I'm at a high level of anger most of the day because these offenses of cars trying to cut me off happen frequently. So the bird flips out just as a natural reaction, like instinctually, basically.
And there it is, a perfectly erect finger jutting out from a closed fist. It's even more beautiful, Stanek says, when it takes flight in the wake of a taxi cab.
Hopefully he'll look back and see this bird in front of his face, and then I hear the honking, and then I'm gone, you know.
Stanek's middle finger style is known as the vulgar to taxonomists who classify such things. Well, actually, I've only been able to find one person who classifies such things. Adam Blank is the author of the new book, A Field Guide to the North American Bird. In order to show me the middle finger in its natural habitat, Blank has brought along a guaranteed bait for the bird, an SUV.
We're in Flatbush in Brooklyn, on Flatbush Avenue.
This is a place where we might get cut off, we might get the bird flipped to us.
It's a traffic-y street, and it's not in that great a condition.
In his field guide, Blank traces the history of the bird and its dozens of variations. The dirty finger is mentioned in a play by the Greek writer Aristophanes, and was an insult in Roman times.
Caligula, in order to embarrass people, would make them kiss his middle finger because it was considered obscene.
But Blank says that years of schoolyard innovations and natural selection have created the myriad of forms we see today, from the ever juvenile holding up of three fingers and saying, "Read between the lines," to the virtuoso subtlety of the trumpet. At a red light, Blank raises his thumb to his lips and wiggles his fingers.
The other two fingers go down and the middle finger stays up and you go.
So we're driving down Flatbush at this point. Your middle finger fully extended, and we're getting no reaction whatsoever.
Yeah, well, there you go. Except I'm completely embarrassed for myself.
Yes, the bird can be elusive at times. We decide to go into the urban jungle on foot, where we have better luck. Among the jaded youth in Union Square in Manhattan, middle fingers abound. Red Lifcott likes her bird camouflaged.
I was scratching my nose with my middle finger. I do that all the time at work. That's my, like, subtle get-out-of-my-face finger.
As we move through the square, Blank shows off some of the more complicated birds. There's the crank, the chainsaw, the bomb, the middle finger as a cell phone. Hello? Oh, it's for you. There's laughter, but Mike McNeil and Michael Reeder find the gestures sort of quaint.
If you're flicking somebody off, it's kind of a joke. It's just funny in general anyway.
Kind of like talk to the hand, you know?
Yeah. It's a little bit passe. Like, it wouldn't offend anybody. I don't know.
They have a point. If the middle finger still had any true power, could it be in PG-13 movies? Could the middle finger grace the cover of the field guide? Could it show up 12 times in a story on NPR? But then again, if the gesture doesn't mean anything, then why does it still seem so dicey to give it to that burly guy who cuts in front of you in line? That's the real mystery of the bird. You never know what it's going to mean to someone until after you flip them off. For Day to Day, I'm Robert Smith.